This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
We are back here on the morning shift, and I went into Bo's office, and I saw... Like you guys are getting ready to go to like summer camp. There's a bag and it's got like Squid and Mike like written on a white piece of paper with like tape over it. Either someone brought you guys equipment that you'll use for the on air, and I'm assuming that's what it is, but it still looks really cutesy and like you guys are going to go have a little summer party.
Yeah, it's Gordon did that for us.
Yeah.
He put us a go bag. It's a go bag, I guess. Yeah, it's for the broadcast that I am going to engineer and host, I've obviously done that before. It's not hard, but it's okay because maybe I can just produce it too. Because apparently I don't have any friends on this show, especially in the producer booth. Because
bro, I was trying to let you live. I was trying to let that man live.
What happened? I don't understand.
Well, I tend to get carried away when I'm talking, and
you know.
I'm sorry. Right. This is not your moment.
Okay.
And
don't get carried away.
Mispronounce names. I completely butchered Karis LeVert's name, and I called him Calvert. And I'm looking at freaking Dylan while I do it, and Dylan's doing this, Tiff.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Good point. That's good.
That's a great point.
That's a good point, bro. Good point.
Your point was good.
Yeah. Again, we're still getting used to these guys' names. They've been here 2-3 weeks.
So what I have said, and this is what I said. When Jeff Olbert was hired as a DC, everyone was kind of outraged because, oh, he's just hiring his friends, including, you know, Turtle. It was like, well, he's hiring his friends, and so you can't. That's not how it works. Well, I expect my friends to check me, right? I expect my friends to be honest and open because that's what real friends do. I've realized now that Dylan is no friend of mine.
Wow.
Because he didn't check me.
Man.
I just want you to call me out when I'm wrong, dude.
All I want. Hey, Bo, you said Karis LeVert's name wrong.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it was one of those things.
No,
where
I didn't say his name wrong. I just didn't say his name at all. I said a whole different guy.
You got the vert part.
Yeah.
Maybe it's one of those things where he's like, oh, I know what he means, but he wasn't equating it to actually us being on air. It was more like you're having a conversation with someone and they say something wrong and you don't really want to correct them, but you're like, I know where they're going.
Well,
with it.
That's
maybe
not,
it was one of those moments.
But that's not who you are with me, and that's not who he should be with me either. Like, we should be honest and open. We're friends. That's what we're supposed to be, anyways. I guess we're not, Dylan.
No,
hey,
I got you.
Sometimes you get carried away.
You.
I black out. So
listen. You do get carried away. And look, I've been on you hardcore about you saying Spencer Schwarber would be, you know, one of the Braves starters this year.
I said it once.
Yeah.
I corrected you on that one.
He did.
You did.
So I was like, I'm going to
I even knew you were. I just wasn't guessing. Now, that one I didn't say anything because I was like, I don't think that's his name. I'm sure that's not his name.
Calvert.
So, anyways.
It's all right, Bob. I got you from now on, brother.
Calvert goes for 20-10 last night.
You know what's...
That could be a good nickname.
You know what?
Calvert?
Yeah,
combine his name.
We're going to have to remind people why we're calling him that. But yes, That's how I know I got, I guess I got better friends on Twitter than between me and Dylan are.
Someone tweeted you?
Well, not yet, but they normally correct me every time I'm wrong. I said something the other day, and I was like a smidgen off, and I had like 9 tweets. No, bro, it's this. It's this. So
speaking of names and friends, do you think, not to completely change subjects before we get to the salary cap stuff, do you think Mike Conti already has a call for Latte Loth? Like, do you think he has a, you know, a Boom Yakamakis or a Sabatime?
Yeah.
Got already something in the chamber.
I'm sure. There's got to be like a Starbucks reference or something.
Yeah.
Like coming. Like, I don't know. He hasn't told
something
me.
Something about a barista.
Grande, tall. I don't know. I'm just thinking.
But, yeah. No, I'm with you. Like, I want to be like, Mike, what's the call going
to
be?
Because he's done so good with these.
Yes.
It's like when Wes dropped the 9-to-5 Pennix to Drake on us on the final home game, final regular season game this year. It just came out of nowhere for me. I'm sure that Wes had kind of thought about it. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's some play-by-play guys that will swear up and down that they don't do anything.
That's what I was going
like
to say. It might just be a feeling. It might just come naturally.
I asked Eli Gold, the longtime voice of Alabama. He had a call at the end of the Rose Bowl when we won in 2009, and it said something like, the roses in this grand old stadium are once again crimson. And I asked him, like, years later, I'm like, is that just spur of the moment? He's like, nah, man. Had that planned. like a week in advance. I was sitting. He said he was in the shower. He's going, oh, that's the one.
What was Eli's first year? Because correct me if I'm wrong, but he was a part of the Stallings Championship in '92, right?
Because
I want to. I want to say he.
I'd say that's right around. Yeah, I'd say he was.
Yeah.
I think he did 30 years. 30-something years in the booth at Alabama. So, yeah, there you go. And obviously numerous NASCAR races. So, there you go.
All right, let's shift gears here.
Shift gears here. Calvert.
Oh, my gosh. Boy. My brain just did not compute on air.
While your brain is computing, he took over in 1988, so he wasn't.
There you go. Yeah. You got 30 years. Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's try this again. Let's shift gears to the NFL. I had to speak slowly here. The salary cap, this comes from Kevin Patcher of NFL.com. It says, while the unofficial figure has yet to be established, the league provided clubs a projected salary cap range of $277.5 million to now $281.5 million per club for the 2025 season. And Tom Pelissero was on this story, so... this is what sources told him about the situation.
Yeah, the reason why, Tiff, that there's not a hard number on that yet is they have to negotiate with the NFLPA on this. And last year, if I'm not mistaken, there was like a $9 million number that played into this that didn't take the cap as high as it could have, the range it could have went. We've got to remember the cap is... I think I read this. It's going to go up. It went up like $50 million or $55 million last season alone. It's made a huge increase from 2018. And that is with it going down in 2021 because of the COVID effect, of what the effects of COVID. Because the salary cap is generated and based off of league revenue, not just TV contracts, but... You know, ticket gate, the concessions, all that stuff, like jersey sales, all of the league revenue goes into, and that's how they get the cap, and it's something to negotiate with the PA, basically so you get your share based on the number. I think it's 51-49 of revenue sharing.
So how much will this help a team like the Falcons, who we've discussed this week, and you said the number ranges from 8 to 12 million. That's what they are in the hole when it comes to salary cap.
And I think the thing to keep in mind here is that, you know, for the most part, when we've been talking about the cap number, we've been talking about the projected, not last year's. We've been talking about the projected. So projected to be, you know, $10, $11, $12 million over the cap. Now that number goes to their projected, $5 million cap, $4 million cap. So it goes from multiple players needing to be cut to maybe just one, considering the way you look at it. And obviously some of those contracts will come in the crosshairs. We've talked about David Onyemata. We've talked about Grady Jarrett. We've talked about extending some players, which, by the way, ding, I need to bring that up later. Somebody asked me about extending Darnell Mooney and kicking that can down the road. I thought, that's not a bad idea. But, yeah, so, I mean, essentially, I think the way I see it, you're still over the cap a little bit, but it's not nearly as dire as you thought it was going to be going into yesterday. So it's definitely good news for the Atlanta Falcons and a lot of players out there that are looking to cash in.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh. So there's a thing called effective cap space, and it's the cap space a team will have after signing at least 51 players and its projected rookie class to its roster. So just so you guys know, you have a 53-man roster. The cap only counts top 51 players salary-wise, okay? So right now the Falcons are projecting with the rookie class signing and everything and the top 51 players, they're $8.3 million in the hole.
Yeah.
Without that, they're only 4.9. That's why that number that we saw, and we kept saying it was anywhere from 8 to 12 before this, Tiff, is, and I believe that that number is based on a $279 million cap, which is in between the 277 and the 281. So, that said,
I have a question before you move on. The rookie class value, is that broadly painted on the NFL? Or because I think the Falcons have less draft picks than just about anybody, so I'm curious how much lower their hit is in terms of the rookie salary pool right now as projected.
I'm looking at only the Falcons number.
Okay.
So this is taking into account their rookie class. So I'm assuming, because if you look at, and here's why. So the Browns right now, right? The Browns are $24 million based on the new projection, $24 million cap space in the hole, in the red. So over the cap. If you add in their effective cap space, they are 32.7 million dollars over the cap, which means you're looking at about $8 million for their rookie class because they have more draft picks.
A lot of draft picks.
Okay. Falcons have less, so it does give you. But remember, you don't want to be. You have to be under the cap by March 12th at 4 p.m., which is when the new league year starts.
Yeah.
But you don't want to just be under the cap. You want to create space because at no point can you be over the cap. Once the season starts, so you want to get that number. You know, maybe you cut it. If you were to cut a guy like a Caleb McGarry, that's $16 million, right? The boom. So now you've got $8 million to play with, and then you'll restructure. I'm not saying you're going to cut him. I'm just saying that's a move that saves you like about $15 to $16 million.
Yeah, absolutely. There's going to be other names. Like I said, we've kicked around a few and, you know, restructures, things like that. And the bottom line is, and look, there's always a rule, and it's tough for me because in locker rooms you don't, like, talk about other man's money. But you got to move somebody. Somebody's got to get you under the cap. I mean, it's just bottom line. It's just business.
And remember one thing. Kirk Cousins can't come off with a June 1st designation. His money won't come off until June. But it's not there's no money to come off. You're not saving any money by cutting Kirk Cousins. If people tell you you're saving $25 million, it's false. You're not. Because that's only counting if you cut him before June 1st designation, and then he's a $65 million dead cap. So right now, he's $40 million against the cap. There's no money saved even with a June 1st designation.
No,
there's zero
room.
Savings. The only way to save money is to trade him.
So we'll keep discussing throughout the show what this could mean for the Falcons now as they approach free agency. Some key targets will be available. We'll let you know who they are.